Have you been able to check in with Aaron since his surgery yesterday?
Yes, Aaron Rodgers had surgery yesterday. Everything went very well, is my understanding, talking with Dr. McKenzie, and he's recovering.
Dr. McKenzie did the surgery?
No, he went out of town for the surgery.
Mike, is there any possibility of him being around the team at all during Sunday's game?
No, he's out of town. He's in recovery mode right now, but he will not be at the game Sunday.
Do you guys have yet a better feel for a long-term prognosis, Mike?
We're actually discussing all the long-term options at this point. The focus has been on Aaron's health, making sure everything went well with the surgery, and those discussions will continue.
Mike, just so we don't have to ask you every day on that, how long do you plan for that discussion to go until a decision's made?
Well, I think it'll be clear when the discussion is completed, and we'll make that decision. So that's what the conversations are, for today. I mean, I have nothing else to tell you.
Any concern about your cornerback core with all those guys on the injury report?
Well, I'm hoping tomorrow brings good news. I know all those guys saw Dr. McKenzie this morning in the training room. So, today we don't practice, but tomorrow's practice will be the true test for the guys that are on the bubble.
Back to Aaron for a second. Clay yesterday said, after the game it was kind of a doomsday mentality. How did you get the team to regroup from that? I know, obviously, you fast-forwarded on Tuesday, but was there any message, or how did you get the team to kind of move past?
Just very honest. I mean, we all have a clear understanding of what Aaron Rodgers means to our football team. I mean, he's a great football player. The impact that he makes on our football team is we're very much in tune with that. But the fact of the matter is, we're here to win games, and we have a team coming to town that's playing very well. We've had the opportunity to study those guys, prepare for them, and at the end of the day, we're focused on winning. And regardless of how we have to play or what direction we need to play, everybody needs to do their job. And the preparation's been good. Clearly, Wednesday was our best Wednesday practice of the year. I can say that. It was clear cut. We had good work yesterday. So we need to just keep pushing through the preparation. And if we apply this preparation to the game, I feel confident that we will be successful. And that's been the messaging. It's been clear. We're frankly more focused on playing in front of our fans. We're playing at Lambeau Field. We have a great home field record, and that's what we're tapping into. We're tapping into the environment that we're going to be playing in, the team that we're going to be competing against, and everything is, on deck for us to go win. And that's our mindset.
Hey, Mike, looking ahead scheduling-wise, you have obviously the bye coming up, but you have a Monday night game after the bye. I don't remember something like that. Do you know already, not looking for you to tell us, but do you know already what you're going to do after Sunday and how you might adjust things going forward after that?
Well, I mean, I think you're fine with your tee times for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I don't have it locked down because we have some self-scout things that we have to do, but it'll definitely give the players an extra day. I haven't given them the complete schedule yet, but with the travel, we talk about this every year. With the travel going from Green Bay and back to Green Bay, I've always tried to give the players an extra day for travel, so they will be accommodated with the Monday night coming, after the bye.
Mike, would it be nice to see Bart Starr back at Lambeau?
Oh, it'll be great to see Bart. It's obviously the fight that he's had in front of him. So that's always good news when you hear about his progress.
Is Bulaga still in the protocol?
Brian Bulaga cleared the protocol this morning.
How do you fix your red zone defense?
Sorry?
How do you fix your red zone defense? What do you need?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, anytime you have you have statistical outliers that definitely of negative, of that negative nature, you look at what you're doing. So you look at the tendencies, you look at the fundamentals, you look at the techniques, and make sure you're totally in tune with the production is on both sides of it. I mean, it's just no different for the offense in the red zone. We don't because of our production down there, we'll say, hey, we got this. We don't have to worry about it. There's things we need to do better, you know, offensively down in the red zone. So just stay in tune of the not only what we're doing, but, you know, why we're successful or why we're not having success. So at the end of the day, when you look at our situational offense, you know, a lot of it points to the fundamentals. So we got to stay in tune with the tendencies and like everybody in this league does, the heightened awareness and the focus on matchups, you know, is to make sure you're creating, you know, good matchups for your players, particularly in situational football. And that's obviously heightened in the red zone.